The gospel reading today reminds us of two important qualities that are not often seen in leaders, especially ancient world leaders. The virtue of compassion and the virtue of humility, which the centurion expressed both in his own interaction and how he treat other people. Oftentimes we see in leaders recognizing other people as objects, especially with like Roman rulers and Roman soldiers and commanders. The centurion's servant probably was a slave. So slaves were not treated well back in those days, but yet he had compassion for his servant, recognizing that his servant needed help and was sick. The attentiveness that was there and the compassion and the love was there for someone who seemed to be insignificant, from one who doesn't have to. So the centurion expressed that, and we can learn that nowadays, my brothers and sisters. We talk much about compassion, about mercy, about love in the modern world, but how many of us are willing to truly have compassion, to truly understand and know the people around us, especially the people who are outside of our circle, outside of our view, outside of our perspective, outside of our fellowship, outside of our typical group. The centurion taught us that virtue of compassion. That important lesson, which lead him to truly be humble in inviting the Lord into his household, not to heal him, not to get something from the Lord, but to heal his servant. He had the humility as a commander, or in today military term would be as someone who would lord it over others, as a an officer in today's term, humble himself to invite the Lord into his own household. My brothers and sisters, humility is so important, because nowadays I believe we are so prideful, so full of ourselves, that we don't have any room for the Lord and any room for others. And the humility of the centurion was so important that the church takes his own words and put it before and uses it as a prayer before we receive communion at each and every Mass. When the priest raised up the host and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb." We respond with the words of the centurion: "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you under my house, under my roof. But you only said the word, Lord, and my soul shall be healed. Those who are around me will be healed. Could I trust in you, Lord? Could I love you, Lord? Could I give you my everything, Lord?" So as we reread the gospel reading between the centurion and the Lord Jesus Christ, may we be reminded of the two important virtues of compassion and of humility today, and put them into practice.